That's right. It's time to jump into the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 20th of December. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1192, Richard I, aka Richard the Lionheart, was captured and imprisoned by Leopold V of Austria on his way home to England after fighting in the Third Crusade. Richard was later handed over to the Holy Roman Emperor Henry VI, who demanded a ransom of 150,000 marks, or 100,000 pounds of silver, to release the king. Richard's mother, Eleanor, worked to raise the ransom. Both clergymen and laymen were taxed a quarter the value of their property, the gold and silver treasures of the churches were confiscated, and money was raised from other taxes. Richard finally released in February of 1194. On today's date in 1606, the Virginia Company loaded three ships with settlers and set sail to establish Jamestown, Virginia, the first permanent English settlement in the Americas. The Louisiana Purchase, in which the United States acquired the territory of Louisiana from France in return for $15 million, was completed at a ceremony in New Orleans on today's date in 1803. December 20th in 1808, the original Covent Garden Theatre in London was destroyed by a fire, along with most of its scenery, costumes and scripts. 1860, South Carolina became the first state to attempt to secede from the United States. The evacuation of Anzacs from Gallipoli was completed before dawn on December 20th in 1915. The operation had officially begun on the 7th of the month. Troops had been slowly spirited away with clever tricks, such as a rifle rigged to fire when water dripped into a pan attached to its trigger, were used to disguise the departure. Australians suffered no casualties on the final night, but large quantities of supplies and stores had to be left behind. 1924, Adolf Hitler was released from Landsberg Prison on today's date. The popular Christmas film It's a Wonderful Life was first released in New York City in 1946. The EBR-1 in Arco, Idaho became the first nuclear power plant to generate electricity on today's date in 1951. The electricity powered four whole light bulbs. Doesn't sound super energy efficient, does it? But must beat whatever they're doing down in Victoria, am I right? 1955, Cardiff was proclaimed the capital city of Wales in the UK. The international aid organisation Doctors Without Borders was founded on today's date in 1971 by Bernard Kouchner and a group of journalists in Paris, France. 1985, Pope John Paul II announced the institution of World Youth Day. 1991, Paul Keating became the 24th Prime Minister of Australia on December 20th. Come back to us, Keating. Please, please come back. And finally, in 2007, our good Queen Elizabeth II became the oldest monarch in United Kingdom history, surpassing Queen Victoria, who lived for 81 years, 7 months and 29 days. And Lizzie, of course, still going strong, might we add. Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Some famous birthdays for us this morning. Harvey Firestone of Firestone Tire and Rubber Company, born 1868, did not think that was a real name. TV producer Dick Wolf might recognise his name as attached to every single episode of Law and Order. He's 73 this morning, and Jonah Hill is 36. And some famous musos, Bobby Colombi of Blood, Sweat and Tears. He's 75 today. We were hearing One from Those Guys and When I Die. Peter Criss, the Catman of Kiss, is 74. Alan Parsons, 71. Billy Bragg, Anita Ward and Mike Watt of The Minutemen. They're all turning 62 today. Chris Robinson, The Black Crowes, 53. Bugsy Malone, 29. And Suzuka Nakamoto of Baby Metal, 22. Baby Metal is a great band, but we are going in on this one today. World of your wild girl, like a cherry bomb. This track going out to Jackie Fox. Slap the bass for the pioneering all-girl teenage rockers, The Runaways, which served as a launchpad for the career of one Joan Jett. 60 this morning. Fox not involved with music anymore, but instead works as an attorney. Going in on this one by The Runaways, Cherry Bomb, for this day in history, in 2SER.